So first of all, everyone from a certain area, let's say we're in Brussels now, so everyone in Brussels that sells food, no matter how, whether it's in a hotel or a bakery or a fish store or a restaurant or lunch business, whatever, everyone who sells food and has some food left at the end of the day can just put it online on the app. Everyone, doesn't matter whether you're a student, whether you're 76 years old, whether you're a mom of two kids, you can just go on the app is free. You check out in your neighborhood where you can find some leftovers, and we're not talking about any trash or something you can't eat anymore. We're really talking about fresh food that has been sold 5 minutes earlier for the full price. You just order the amount of portions you like to order, like 2, 3, 4, depends on how many people you want to join it. And then you just, on the pickup time, so you look at the pickup time, that's mostly like half an hour before they close until they close. You just go to the shop. We ask you kindly to bring your own packaging so we don't waste any more plastics and stuff like that as well. And then you just go to the store, you pick up the food. It's a kind of surprise box because you never really know what's in there. Obviously, you know, if you order at a sushi place, you probably get sushi. If you go to a bakery, you probably won't get sushi. And then you just go there, you get the food, you collect it, and the payment goes through the app, and that's it. Yeah, it's. I mean, in general, it's 1/3 of all the food we produce never ends up on a plate, just ends up like in the bin. Wow. So that's like a lot, and in the States it's even more. I think it's nearly 40%. So that's just, I mean, it's incredible, especially if you know that if we could save 1/4 of all the food we waste, that would be enough to feed all the hungry people in the world. So right. That's just ridiculous what we're doing. Yeah. Also, grocery stores on the app, by the way. So grocery stores throughout stuff at the end of the day can also offer it on Too Good To Go. But we always aim to sell the products for 1/3 of the original price. That's mostly just enough to cover the cost of the food. But it also avoids that people will produce more to sell it on the app because they don't make any money on it. So that's how we can control the fact that it's really about food waste. We have one guy, he already saved more than 150 meals. And then again, we have other people who probably save one meal a month, which is okay as well. But we do see that people come back because, I mean, it's a win-win-win for everyone. It's good for society, it's good for your budget, it's good food, and it's really nice to discover new places as well. Even I discovered two new restaurants like 200 meters from my house. I don't want to spend like 20 euros an evening for a meal. Yeah. But in fact, I'm eating meals of 15 to 20 euro for just like 4 or 5 euros, which is super nice. As of last month, I think we saved our 6 millionth meal in Europe, which is quite impressive. And at the other hand, it's not, because there's still so much food thrown out every day. But so 6 million meals have been saved. And in Belgium at the moment, we're now saving, I think we saved 25,000 meals in just half a year. Which is quite good for the start, but it has to grow obviously as well. And Ghent was the first city where we started, and there we've saved more than 10,000 meals already. So now that we have Brussels on the app, it should go super fast. When you ask people how many food do you think gets thrown out, like on a yearly basis, like in percent, like how much would it be? Would that be like 1/10? Would it be like 5% of all the foods? Most of the people think like, yeah, maybe like 3 or 4%, definitely. If you say like more than 30% is wasted, people are really shocked. Especially if you link it to people that are hungry, and if you look at the economical damage, if you look at the ecological damage, if you look at all the transport and the packaging that is just pure waste, people realize that it's a shame. But basically, a small group that all had the same ideas, similar ideas, they basically grouped up. They built a platform together, and each of them went back to their home country to start Too Good To Go. So that's how in 2016 they were able to launch 4 or 5 countries at the same time. But they found out pretty soon actually that the platform wasn't working too well. They actually needed an application. A lot of stuff was not, I wouldn't say going wrong, but they needed like a professional step to move to like a real level where they could make an impact.
Yeah.
And that's when they decided, also because some investors approached them, that's when they decided to group up and to form like a kind of international organization that could coordinate both marketing, both some structures, both managing the culture and the values of the company. And that's how Too Good To Go started for real. Let's say they professionalized just 1 year ago in 2017. And then later that year, Too Good To Go decided to found some more countries and I think now we're opening the ninth country, which is Spain. Jeez. So it's moving pretty fast, yeah.
That's